Chaos might be engulfing much of Iraq, and as we've been reporting, that's very worrisome to everyone, from ordinary Iraqis to American war veterans to President Obama. But there's one section of Iraq that remains relatively stable, and that's the Kurdish Autonomous Region in the northeast. The Kurds are a distinct minority. They speak Kurdish, not Arabic. They've been fighting for self-rule for 50 years, and for the past two decades or so, that's pretty much what they've had. So how does the current crisis affect the Kurds? For Kurdish View, we turn to Ayub Nouri. He's an editor with the Kurdish news service Rudaw, and he describes the Kurdish response to recent events this way.
The Kurds have acted very wisely so far. They have not engaged themselves in the war, and they have played the role of observers or spectators. The only thing they have done is that they have moved in and taken over Kurdish-populated areas to protect the Kurdish population. And the reason is that the Kurds are as frustrated and angry with Iraq's government and Iraq's Shiite prime minister as the Sunnis are, because the prime minister has made himself another dictator, basically, and concentrated all powers in his hand. So the Kurds are smart. They don't want to get involved in a war that's not their war. And the Islamic militants, I should say, also have acted wisely, because they know they are no match for the well-trained and disciplined and loyal Kurdish army. So they will lose. And that's why they are not fighting with the Kurds, and the Kurds are not going in.
So how's this fight between Sunnis and Shias south of Iraqi Kurdistan being reported up in the north in Kurdistan?
People are very eager to know what's going to happen, but the Kurdish people generally do not support Islamic extremism or Islamic parties. But in this case, as I said, they are so frustrated with the government of Nouri al-Maliki. They are happy for the world to finally see what kind of man he is and what kind of army and state he has been building in the past 10 years that collapsed within a week. That's what the Kurds think. They say, we have been telling the world this guy is not to be trusted. He is sectarian. His army is inefficient. And now our prophecies came true.
I mean, the Kurds haven't entirely stayed on the sidelines and watched. They seized Kirkuk. Just tell us why Kirkuk is significant, because it's not entirely Kurdish, nor is it entirely Arab, is it?
Yes, Kirkuk is considered one of it's part of the disputed territories. It's a strip of land between the Kurdistan region and the rest of Iraq. The Kurds believe that it belongs to them, and the Iraqi government believes it belongs to Iraq. But the majority of people in those areas, there has been so much demographic change by the former Iraqi regime, you cannot tell exactly what belongs to who. But the Kurds have a higher stake. That's why they stayed away from Mosul or most places, but they moved into Kirkuk because there's a huge Kurdish population. There are Turkmens, Arabs, Christians, and Kurds there. But I think the people, even in the Sunni areas, in other parts of Iraq, the only hope is that the Kurdish fighters would step in and stabilize the regions.
And significantly, Kirkuk sits on a large oil field, right?
Yes, it's an oil-rich city. Almost half of Iraq's oil comes from Kirkuk, oil wells, oil refineries. That was under Iraq's protection and jurisdiction until a few days ago. And now it's controlled by the Kurds. Not that they have touched the oil yet, but at least it's safe.
So is your opinion that Iraqi Kurdistan might kind of take advantage of this crisis and see this as the moment to make a bid for full independence?
That's what many people think, and it might happen. Sooner or later, the Kurds might go their separate way because they think that the Iraqi people, especially the Kurds, cannot really fit in that country. They cannot live. They haven't had a good experience with the central government in the past 10 years or in the past 70 years. They have had huge disputes over Kirkuk, over money. And in the past 6 months, the Iraqi government has frozen Kurdistan's legitimate share of the national budget. And the Kurdish government had to scramble money here and there to pay its civil servants. So they have come to the point now the best way is to separate. And what's happening in Iraq today or in the past week, it's a clear indication of that the Kurds can take care of themselves and let the rest of Iraq take care of itself.
You seem, Ayub, to almost be hinting at a partition of Iraq into three separate areas.
Yes, that is the only solution for Iraq.
The only solution.
Yes, that is the only and the best solution for Iraq. Because, as I said, the Shiites in the south are quite successful and calm, and we never hear the news of problems in the Shiites' house because they are one people, they know each other, they trust each other. The same with the Kurdistan region, that is the safest and most stable part of Iraq because it's one people.
Ayub Nouri, an editor with the Kurdish news service Rudaw.